He is the principal of Williamston High School, Dr. Jeff Tanis, and he's on the other end of our line. Jeff, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Now, Jeff, you became world-renowned where I live because my kids know you. That's the principal of the school, Dad, who's a big Hornets fan. We see you running around in capes and cheering and blowing horns, and you just have a good old time.
Well, it's just a lot of fun to show some enthusiasm. I like to lead by example. If I want kids to behave properly at events and have fun, I just try to do what they should be doing themselves.
I know that's got to be a little bit bizarre for those kids when, you know, they see you in such, a serious capacity, and here's a guy who, you know, knows how to have fun and let loose.
Well, it's fun to be enthusiastic like that. I guess I have that kind of personality as well, but it's also easy to be excited about such a great community, a wonderful high school. Our students are fabulous, and our teachers are extremely dedicated. It's just a good formula for success.
All right. There were some test scores that were recently released. The city of Lansing had a challenge with the No Child Left Behind law, but there were three schools in the mid-Michigan area, and Williamston was one of those that had perfect scores of A's with the 11th, 10th, and 9th grade, and a yes in the AVP scoring system. Those other schools were DeWitt and Pauoma Westphalia. When you heard about that, what'd you think?
Well, we were really pleased to see that the last 3 years, it was the 09, 10, and 11. It might look like it had been grades, but it was actually the last 3 years of results, the 09 year, the 10, and 11, for those perfect scores. We had an A on the AYP scores, so it was really gratifying. It kind of validated the effort we have here in our good programs.
All right, well, let's talk about those scores. What did you do to attain them? Because there's a lot of other districts, including Okemos, who didn't make it.
Well, it's a matter of, we start out with really strong educational focus for our students. Many of our students are going to be college-bound. In fact, we estimate from graduating polls with our graduates, about 90% enroll in college upon leaving here. So we start with a really strong academic focus from our students. Our parents advocate for that as well, expect that from their students. And then because of that, we are able to attract, I think, really a fine or even superior level of teaching and support staff. So the main ingredients are there for success. You know, throw in a wonderful superintendent and other factors, and you've got a formula for success. We also have some major advantages that the other schools, the way the rules are written for our AYP and how it's calculated, we have a very homogeneous population here in Williamston. Most of our students are well-off or middle-class. We have a small number of students who would be, you call, children of color and or that are financially challenged. So way the AYP works is if you have subgroups, those subgroups have to be within the same range of success as the main population. And you have to, I don't know how this eventually or originally was developed, but the number 30 of students in a subgroup constitutes a subgroup. If you have fewer than 30 students, then you don't have a subgroup. So if you have 31, that subgroup gets looked at, and if you have, for example, students that are of color or financially disadvantaged or special ed students also constitute a subgroup, if they are not at the average of the rest of the population, then your entire report card, you don't make AYP for that one subgroup. So when we don't have subgroups, that is a big advantage for us. We don't have any subgroups.
How important is the principal when it comes to this process? Because we saw the Waverly Junior High principal be moved, and now he may not have a job anymore. How critical, how important, and I'm not trying to get you to trumpet your own horn, but what I want to know is how important is the principal in this process?
Well, I can't speak to any other situations of other districts. I'm not familiar with the situation in Waverly. The principal can have any number of roles, and depending on their leadership skills or training, they can have a dynamic and impactful, situation or impacting effect, that's the word I want to use, on their school. We've put in together a number of programs, and when people, when teachers come to me and say, wow, I think this, the data, and we always go by data, what is data-driven rather than emotionally driven, or we don't make decisions also based around personalities. We try to really have the data drive our decisions. So if you have a principal who also supports data-driven decision-making, or decision-making not made by personalities, like I've got a really strong personality, so I'm going to push my pet project, even though the data shows my project isn't good for kids or isn't as effective as another program, that's where I think the principal can come in and be the most impactful. They can say, no, we're making a decision based on data, and this program or this effort shows that it's impacting or it's working with students. So the principal having that authority to direct the academic and pedagogical direction of the school, I think that's where the impact can come in the most.
All right, Jeff, final question for you. How can Williamston be better?
Well, we have a number of areas we're looking at. We've put in some reading intervention for our struggling readers. Even at the high school level, we have kids who we don't feel are reading at grade level. Our college readiness, we look at our college readiness as well. We feel like that can be improved. We've seen our MME scores, and while they're still quite high, there's always variation and room for improvement. There's always things to work on, that's for sure. No matter how the program looks, there's always ways to tweak and continue to move on.
Dr. Jeff Tanis is the principal for Williamston High School. Congratulations for your efforts in that AYP score, and we'll talk with you again.
Thank you. It's a tribute to our entire staff and community. Thank you very much.